We're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Kuf Amar Aleph. I believe that we are up to Amar Abaye. So the Gemara is going to bring another din similar to the suffix that Rabbi Yochanan had on Saditas Amar Beis about putting an object in a bar, and then through the placing of that object in the bar is no longer 10 tefachim deep. So Amar Abaye. Barber Shus Rabbim Mukasar Ruchav Shmona. Let's say you have a Barber Shus Rabbim that is 10 tefachim deep and it's 8 tefachim wide. So it's 8 tefachim wide, meaning its length and width is 8 by 4. So if you were to cut it in half, it would be 4 by 4 on each side, but 10 tefachim deep. Vizorek letocha machzeles. And you throw like a mechitza down in there, like a mat that serves as a mechitza. So chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for throwing it into a you're going to be chayiv for throwing it from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus Yachid. But chilka b'machzeles, but if you split the bar with the machzeles, meaning it mamish stands right in the middle of the bar and actually forms a mechitza, then pater, because through the placing of that machzeles, the bar is no longer going to be Rishus HaYachid, because originally it was 8 tefachim wide, but now the length of the bar is going to be minimized by the width of the machzeles itself. So each side is going to be less than 4 tefachim, and if the makom is less than dalet al dalet tefachim, it is not a rishus hayachid. So since by placing the machzeles down, the bar loses its status of rishus hayachid, you're not chayiv for placing it in rishus hayachid, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan, who wasn't sure about that. He wasn't sure if by the placement of the item it loses its status, whether that's called that you placed it in Rosh Hashanah or not. So Abaye Pshita, the Machzeles Mevatel Mechitza. Abaye it takes it as a Dover Pashut that the Machzeles will be Mevatel the Shem Rosh Hashanah from the bar, and that's why you're not going to be Chayiv on the Hanacha. And therefore, Kol Shekin Chulia, if a Machzeles will do that, then certainly a clod of earth, which minimizes the height of the bar from 10 Tfachim to less than 10 Tfachim, would certainly take away the status of the Mevatel. It would certainly take away the status of Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, who wasn't even sure if a cloud of earth would take away the status of Rosh Hashanah, machzelas pshita de lo mevatel mechitza. He would think it's obvious that a machzelas is not mevatel the shame Rosh Hashanah from the bar. V'amar Abaye. Abaye also tells us, bar Rosh Hashanah mamuka asaru urchava arba'a. If you have a bar Rosh Hashanah that's 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, melei amayim, and the bar is full of water. Vizarak, and you throw water or a rock from Rosh Hashanah litocha into such a bar, chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv. But malaya peiros, if the bar was full of peiros, vizarak litocha, and you throw something, for you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah into that bar, potter, you're going to be potter. My taima, mayim lo mevatli mechitzta, peiros mevatli mechitzta. A liquid like water is not going to be mevatel the mechitzos of the bar, meaning it's still considered a Rosh Hashayachid, and when you throw into it, you're throwing into a Rosh Hashayachid. But the peiros are mevatel the mechitzos of the bar, and therefore it's not considered Rosh Hashayachid anymore because it's malaya peros. Tanya Nami Achi, and we have a brisa that supports this idea. Hazorik min hayam, if you take an object and you throw from the yam, which is a karmelis, li isratya, to an isratya, which is a Rosh Hasharabim, umini isratya liyam, or from Rosh Hasharabim to the yam, pater, because there's no isra in the Torah of throwing an object from a karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim, or from Rosh Hasharabim to a karmelis. Barbi Shimon Om, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to the yam, and in the yam there's a place that you threw, there's a bar that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, then you're going to be chayiv, because even though the entire yam is also 10 tefachim deep, but it has a din of a karmelis, but that bar within the yam, since it's separate from the rest of the yam, has a din of Rosh Hashanah. So you see there are Shimon says that you're chayiv for being zorik from Rosh Hashanah to a bar that's a Rosh Hashanah, even though the bar is full of water. So apparently the water does not take away the Rosh Hashanah status of the bar. The Rosh Hashanah status remains. So the Mishnah now explains, new Mishnah is going to discuss throwing an object 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. Arba amos bakosel, azorik arba amos bakosel. Someone throws an object in Rosh Hashanah 4 amos and it hits a wall. Lamala me'asar tefachim, if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, kizorik ba'avir, that's like throwing it in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, you're potter, because even though the guy threw it against the wall, the object didn't rest in Rosh Hashanah, because the Avir of Rosh Hashanah, more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, is considered a Makom Patur. It's not considered Rosh Hashanah. L'mata me'asar Tfachim, but if it lands within 10 Tfachim of the ground, kizorek ba'aretz, that's like throwing it on the ground of the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're going to be chayif. Hazorek ba'aretz arba amos chayif. If a person throws an object in Rosh Hashanah and it lands on the ground 4 amos away, he's going to be chayif. And that's what that case is akin to. It's just like throwing it on the ground 4 amos away. So the Mishnah had said that if you throw it 4 amos from Shusham and it hits a wall below 10 tfachim, you're going to be chayiv. Frankly, v'halonach. But it didn't rest on the wall. It bounces back, l'chora. So if the wall is exactly 4 amos away and you bounce something off the wall, the item that you threw is going to land less than 4 amos away. So Rabbi Yochanan, b'tvei l'shmeina. Now we're talking about a sticky thing, b'tvei l'shmeina shenina. We're talking about a sticky thing that will stick to the wall and therefore does not bounce back at all. So the Gemara discusses, again, throwing an object against a wall as far as being chayiv for being motzi Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Amar Rav Chia, zarak l'mala me'asara v'holcha v'nacha b'chor kol shehu. Let's say you threw an object in Rosh Hashanah more than 10 tfachim off the ground and it rested in a hole in the wall that was 10 tfachim off the ground, so less than 4 tfachim. It's four tefachim wide. So banal machlokas Rameir of Rabbanan. That's going to be telling the machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan on Dafir Alpha and Beis Maseches Yuma as far as a chiv mezuzah in a doorway that's made like a dome that's made like a, with a rounded top that's 10 tefachim high and it's only 4 tefachim wide at the bottom, but as it goes higher it narrows out. The Rameir damar chokik in the hashlim, according to Rameir, it says yichayv mezuzah because we're chokik in the hashlim, we view it as if it's hollowed out, and the width at the bottom goes straight up to the top. So mechayiv, then you're chayiv over here as well for being machnis from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because we look at that wall as if it's hollowed out, and that hole now has a shear of dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, which would make it Rosh Hashanah. But l'rabbanan d'amri ein chokik in the hashlim. The rabbanan would say in Hilchos Mezuzah that we don't view the doorway, the entranceway, as if it's hollowed out. So lo mechayiv over here also, the hole in the wall, we don't view it as if it's hollowed out, and therefore the place is not a Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Nami Hachi, Lamala Me'asar, V'holcha V'nacha B'chor Kol Shu, Rameir Mechayiv, V'chom Potrin. And we have a Brisa that supports that this is in fact a Machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan, because the Brisa says explicitly that if it lands in such a spot, that it's a Machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan. So we're suggesting the Machlokas is the same Machlokas that they had by Mezuzah. So now the Gemara brings another din that Rabbi said in the name of Rav with regard to the Halachos of Hotza'as Shabbos. Am Rav Yudam Rav. Tel hamislaket asorim mitoch arba. If you have an incline that goes like a ramp kind of thing, and when you get to 4 amos, to the length of 4 amos, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So once you've walked 4 amos up the ramp, you're more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Vizarak, and you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah, v'noch al gabav, and it lands on top of that mound, on top of that incline. So chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, because it's as if the entire thing is like a straight box, and it's considered its own Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Nami Hachi, meaning even though it's on an incline, we view it as if it's just like a straight area of 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Braisa that says this, the Mavoi Sheshava Letocho V'nasa Madron Rosh Hashanah. If you have a Mavoi that the entrance of the Mavoi is even with the Karka of the Mavoi, and the Karka of the Mavoi is elevated above the Karka of the Rosh Hashanah, and there's like a ramp that goes from the Mavoi into the Rosh Hashanah. It's like a driveway that goes up from the Rosh Hashanah into the Mavoi. Oshava the Rosh Hashanah, or the entranceway of the Mavoi is even ground with the Rosh Hashanah, but Menasa Madril Natocho, but the ramp goes down into the Mavoi, from the Pesach of the Mavoi into the ground goes down. So it's like a downward driveway, so to speak. So also mavui in letzarich lo lechi velo kora. That mavui, that alleyway, does not require a lechi or a kora to be matir tiltul inside of it, because the shipua, the incline itself, the slanty driveway itself, is considered to be a mechitza. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer tal hamesachet sar mitoch arba v'zarek v'nachal gabav chayiv. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that if you have a mound that's on an incline, and when you go 4 amos of distance, you're already 10 tefachim off of the ground, and you throw an object in Rosh Hashrabim and it rests on that mound, you're chayiv, because the top of that mound is considered to be a Rosh Hashayachid. Good, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Zarek letoch arba amos. If a person throws an object in Rosh Hashrabim within arba amos from the place that he's standing, v'niskal gil chutz l'arba amos, and then it rolls outside of arba amos, pater, he's pater, because he wasn't intending to do his rika of iser. But if he throws in Rosh Hashanah chutz la arba amos, v'niskal gal letoch arba amos, he throws it outside of arba amos, and then it rolls back within arba amos, even before it ever hit the ground, chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv. So imagine like a boomerang, right? So you throw it, it goes outside of arba amos, and it comes right back. So the Mishnah had said that if you zorek chutz la arba amos, and it rolls back within arba amos, you're going to be chayiv. So why? Says Gemara, v'halonach. But it didn't rest more than 4 amos away from you, so why would you be chayiv? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, gabimashu. Now you have to say that it's not like a boomerang. It had to have rested beyond your arba amos on something that's within 3 tefachim of the ground before it bounced back into your arba amos. Tanya Rami Hachi, excuse me, chutzi arba amos, zara chutzi arba amos, uduchavto aruach v'chnisato. And then the wind blows it right back in. Even though the wind blew it back out again, pater, you're going to be pater. Achazato ruach mashu, but if the ruach kept it a little bit in its place beyond arba amos, afal pi shechazer v'chnisato chayiv. Even though it later brought it back in, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara brings that even Rava says like similar to Rabbi Yochanan, explains what the chiddush is. That even though Rava said something that's very similar to Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to say a chiddush. Amar Rava toch shlosha l'rabbanan tzarech hanachal gabi mashu. That within 3 tefachim of the ground, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that we don't say that an object that passes through the airspace is considered as if it's resting on the ground, it needs to rest on something in order to be considered munach. Yasav Marema v'kamala l'hashmaita. So Marema was saying over this teaching of Rava. So Amarle Ravina l'Marema. So Ravina asked Marema the following: Lav haina masnisin. Don't we know this din from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you zorik an object birushus rabin beyond arba amos and then it comes back within arba amos, you're going to be chayiv. V'am Rabbi Yochanan v'husha noch al gabe mashu. And Rabbi Yochanan already explained that that's only if it rested on something within 3 tefachim of the ground before it bounced back within the dalet amos. So from the fact that he didn't say that you're chayiv if it goes within 3 tefachim that is samach lekarki even when it's not nach, so it sounds like within 3 tefachim is not considered munach. It has to actually be nach. It has to actually rest on something. So what exactly is Rava's chiddush? Amalei misgalgil ka'amrit. So Marema responded to Ravina, you think we could learn the din of Rava from our Mishnah that talks about a chayfetz, talks about an object that's miskalgel ba'avir, miskalgel in sof alanuach. When it's miskalgel in the place that it passes through, it's not ultimately going to rest, and it could be that's why it's not considered munach aval hai. But the case that Rav is talking about, that it falls to the ground that's under that place, kivan de sof alanuach, since it's destined to rest there, aval gav de lonach, even though at the last minute a wind picked it up and it didn't let it rest there, keman de nachdami, we view that as if it has rested, and therefore it's considered like munach and it's going to be chayiv. So kamash milan, Rava tells me that we don't say that. We say that even in a case, even in such a case, it's not considered as if it has rested. Meaning, even though it was sofo to rest, it looked destined to rest in the area outside of Dalet Amos, since practically it didn't, you're not going to be chayiv. So if you forgot that it was Shabbos and you threw it, and before it hit the karka, you remember that it's Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv, because of the fact that it didn't, that even if it was sofo lanuach, but it didn't rest yet, so you're not yet chayiv for that malacha. Okay, so Bez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis next time.